the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Something we mentioned last night in the business news was this report by the recruitment firm Morgan McKinley saying that there's been notable reductions in graduate hiring by major firms because of the impact of generative artificial intelligence. Adrian Weckler, the tech editor with the Irish and in Sunday Independent newspapers, has taken a closer look at the five sectors he believes are most likely to lose jobs because of AI, and particularly generative AI. And you've started as well, Adrian, with accounting and finance.
I did, yeah. And it's following on from that Morgan McKinley report, which was a bit of a shock because we saw in the UK that the big four accountancy firms have slashed graduate programs. And what that report this week said that the same might be happening here in Ireland. In other words, that the big accountancy companies may be hiring fewer graduates because they think AI can do the same job. Not just them, though. I mean, AIB during the week announced a big deployment of Microsoft AI bots. And AIB's chief executive, Colin Hunt, has previously, when asked about the effect of AI on employment at his bank, at AIB, he previously said that he thought there would be a downward bias on the bank's Irish headcount. So there's quite a bit happening in accounting and finance with AI.
Okay, and then what about people who are ironically perhaps working in tech and software engineering, who are maybe even writing the programs for artificial intelligence? Could they be potentially paving the way to put themselves out of work?
Yeah, that's in fact what they have done to some extent. So the biggest swathe of jobs and job categories that have actually already changed and where people are not being hired is in software engineering. And we know that not just from, you know, anecdotal evidence. We saw that, for example, from Sean Blanchfield, who is a member of Ireland's AI, the state-backed AI Advisory Council, who told the Oireachtas that this is happening, that he has seen it's happening. And you have big tech CEOs, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, Salesforce, other companies as well, saying that up to 30% of the code that they use to make their own products is now being written by AI. And that's affecting certainly the job descriptions of junior software engineers, and a lot of reports that software engineers are trying to are finding it hard to get work out of college, or harder.
Okay. And then things like call centres and business support functions, how and why would they be affected?
You would have thought that the call center people, customer support, the people you ring when you have an issue, that they would be like decimated. That they haven't been decimated yet, but there is some specific evidence of some of those roles being replaced. And we've examples of that in Dublin. So TikTok, which employs, you know, between 2,000 and 3,000 people here in Dublin, they let 150 people go last year. And part of the reason they let some of those people go was because they were content moderators. In other words, people who were employed to vet all sorts of stuff on TikTok before it actually hits the platform. And TikTok said, we just don't need some of those people anymore because AI can do the same job. And that decision, by the way, by TikTok here in Dublin, was upheld just this week by the Workplace Relations Commission.
And then what about call centres using effectively chatbots to replace humans for the interaction with customers?
Absolutely. So like every single company is doing that. There's an Irish company here called Intercom, which actually makes one of those chatbots, but usually they'll use something by Zendesk or one of those other firms. And we've all seen them. You go on a website, there's a little square, rectangle or bubble in the bottom right-hand corner, and they're getting more and more sophisticated. They're basically tracking ChatGPT. So the more sophisticated ChatGPT gets at being able to place together conversations and reach into a company's own inventory and processes, the better they get. I wrote the other week about a small hardware company in Dublin called Lenehan's. It's done the same thing for its own hardware stuff, and it's going very well.
What about creative industries, though? are in business terms, such as things like creative jobs like marketing and advertising. How would they be affected by AI?
Well, I mean, they're massively affected. I mean, a friend of mine who I used to, when I started in journalism and magazines in the late 90s, she went off and she formed a commercial copywriting agency. In other words, that's a job where you typically have small clients and you need, say, ad copy, or you need something for a brochure, and you need somebody who's literate and who can work fast and who understands formal language. Her business has been decimated in the last 3 years because small businesses and advertising agencies that would have given her work are now using ChatGPT instead. And at a bigger level, there's a lot of research to show that postings, that recruitment ads for jobs and things like copywriting, but also things like video editing and graphic design and 3D modeling. I mean, the latest updates in Google's VO3, for example, not sure if any listeners have tried playing with that. Absolutely astonishing. I've posted a few examples of it, and that's text to video. So you can easily see that if you're a small company and your normal budget, say, for marketing, advertising, creative, maybe it's a few hundred, maybe it's even a couple of thousand euro, you're slashing that budget now because you can do it yourself.
What about administrative and HR jobs?
Yeah, also being hit considerably. And this is where it's a very, very broad category. But some big Irish employers have signaled that they intend to cut, if not already cutting, some of the roles in their back-end administrative HR. So IBM, for example, 2 years ago said it wouldn't be hiring almost 8,000 new HR and administrative roles, because it wanted to see whether AI could do those jobs. And there are a lot of rules around what you can and can't do in HR. For example, in hiring, you're not allowed to outsource the whole thing to AI. But anecdotally, from what I'm seeing, particularly with small companies, a lot of them are.
Paul in Roscommon says, I can't wait for AI to take my job. I've got a mind-numbing office job, which I utterly detest. It's so boring, I don't think even AI would want to do it. But yeah. Could this be that, you know, it just, as has happened in previous generations, it's just a sort of a shift in jobs that, you know, a lot of offices used to have, maybe 50 years ago, typing pools. And, you know, when things like the typewriters were replaced by PCs, everybody suggested that all the people who lost jobs would not find something else, and that they did.
Of course they did. And I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I think this basically is following previous waves of automation. And I mean, if you're one of the person, like if you're in TikTok, for example, and you lost your job because they told you AI was replacing you, that's not much comfort. But there's a lot of evidence to show that people whose jobs are changing, or for whom the more repetitive, automated, maybe mundane stuff, parts of their jobs, the kind of stuff that your caller was just referring to there a moment ago, there's a lot of evidence to say that removing that from a job actually makes the job better pay. There was a big PwC report last month into this, which measured a lot of jobs that were currently being replaced by AI, and it came to the conclusion that the people who were doing those jobs ended up effectively upskilling or doing more valuable work, and they got better paid.
What's the potential though as well though, possibly very quickly, as to that the state will lose out, because these are an awful lot of higher paid jobs in which lots of taxes are paid?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, but that would assume that the AI, that there will be fewer people in the workforce, that AI is going to replace those roles. Now, that is a very, very important key point, and it's something we should all watch on. To me, the North Star here is the unemployment rate. Unemployment in Ireland hasn't changed, it barely changed at all in the AI era of the last 2 years. If unemployment does not rise in Ireland, then there's no worry of that happening.
Thank you very much for that. Adrian Weckler from the Irish Independent and Sunday Independent.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.